Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. On this week's program, we're going to take a look at a what-if question. I have an interview I want to share with you with Bruce Raza. Just recently spoke at a John Deere API Integrators Conference and gave us a report on some of the findings so far in a project he is doing with Google Glass. For those of you who may not know much about it, you're going to learn more if you listen to the interview. Some fascinating ideas here with some brand new technology. Bruce, I understand you're doing some consulting work today. Tell us a little bit about your company, first of all.
Sure. Basically, I'm with a firm named Inventive Branding. And over the last 3 months, we've done some specific work around the Google Glass project and Google Glass Explorers, just seeing what people in different industries might do with this potential technology.
Well, I'll just congratulate you as an ag nerd myself. You were one of really a pretty select few when you think of how many people kind of wanted to be involved in this to work with Google Glass, which isn't even out publicly on the market yet. So congrats on that. But your focus has been ways that this might be useful as a tool in the ag sector. And I think you got some pretty interesting observations you've come up with.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating 3 month period, Chuck. Basically, what's happened is we've had Google Glass and me and a small set of explorers. There's actually 8,000 people in the world they're all based in the U.S. Have the device, and we're basically out getting people's feedback from different industries. My primary interest has been in the area of agriculture, and that's basically on the simple insight that today mobile phones and tablets are increasingly very important to farmers and the agribusinesses that support them. And so my simple idea when I was selecting this contest this spring was simply, could a new device like this emerging wearable technology that ultimately has the benefit of potentially being hands-free, could that amplify and accentuate the capability of a smartphone or tablet, again, for farmers or those in agribusiness?
So there's going to be folks that will hear this that maybe even haven't heard of Google Glass yet. I like the way you described it. It's kind of like wearing a computer on your face in a way. Tell us just a little bit from a technical standpoint. How does this device work? I know we don't have the visual at the moment here, but to give them an idea.
Sure. The idea of Google Glass is basically it's like a smartphone that you can wear in your face. So the capabilities are as such. There's a battery included behind your ear. There's a 1 gigahertz processor, a gig of memory, and 16 gig of storage. And then it has a small projector that projects into your eye. And it's ironically, it's very lightweight. It weighs about as much as a pair of sunglasses. And it then wirelessly pairs to your smartphone to get that cellular connection, or either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And even if someone's not in a range, say they're in a remote rural area and don't have any form of cellular connectivity, or it's weak, the storage built into Glass could last them all day. They could store photos, videos, or text, and then upload those later.
So when you can compare that with a smartphone, let's say, that lets you essentially then make a call out or be able to go, let's say, online to use that. What I see is the camera being such a cool part of this. To not only talk to somebody, but at the same time let them see what it is you want them to see.
Yeah, one of the it's really simple. The most easy, basic thing to do with Google Glass is it takes a photo in a second, and literally about 2 seconds later, you can send it to anyone you select in the world. The other nice thing is all the information, photos, videos, and text are automatically backed up to a secure private Google Plus site. So then whether you use it for personal reasons or business or both, you can selectively share that information and make use of it.
Well, you showed us some ways that you have, or let's put it this way, you've showed us some ideas of how you think this might have some application in the ag sector. Tell us about a couple of those.
Yeah, just my main thing was in getting the technology was to just stop and show it to other people and get their observations. And again, that's farmers, firemen. I have literally had the chance to have it in the hands of more than 400 people from 20 countries over the last 3 months. So it's been absolutely fascinating. Some of their observations were in the area of it could help them in the areas of technology support. So increasingly things like in precision agriculture or machinery can be complex, and they don't always have access to a local expert on demand like they'd like. So they'd like a little more help with that. Another area is the area of crop scouting. People have feedback on, have given me feedback anyway, on weed and insect identification remotely from the field. So two of the main areas they've asked or had ideas in the area.
So I know that we have this product going on the market probably early next year, you think. When you've worked with some of these farmers, and we saw some pretty cool video with where you had a farmer actually using Google Glass in the field, what was their reaction? How did they react to having this on their face and seeing what they could do?
I think that's been the funnest part, Chuck, and that is farmers of a wide range of ages, to be candid, have expressed very high interest in this, because when they look back at the video they took of looking in the field, basically with glass, they're recording entry-level high-definition video and audio. And so for the first time ever, they're basically sharing their firsthand perspective. What are they seeing going on in the field or going on with a certain piece of machinery with someone that could support them or provide them expertise or send them, if you will, a two-minute training or education video clip on demand. So it's really getting information to the field and back faster, easier, and cheaper that they've been most excited about.
Well, you mentioned also, I thought, an interesting thing to add some perspective to this when this is launched, and that is that it's going to launch and have a pretty well-stocked app store from which to draw on. Which, you know, depending on some of these developers here, maybe there will be some in the ag sector already available there.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. My observation anyway, as far as the Apple and the Android app stores over the last, 3 to 5 years, personal opinion, have really kicked in, and there's some fascinating, wonderful, very useful applications. I know my father and brother use them on our farm from a wide variety of vendors, and those continue to be enhanced, and they found great utility out of them. Glass itself, Google Glass, will have its own. Google's publicly said there will be an app store that comes with it when it launches, which will probably be next spring. Definitely an app store is coming, and that really can unlock the potential. So the best is yet to come.
Yeah, when some people may not even remember this at this point, but when that first iPhone came out, we didn't have a whole lot in the app area there that right off the bat.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two fun factoids that I learned just kind of doing some background research. The first iPhone only had 412 megahertz of processing power. Google Glass on your face will have a gigahertz, so more than double that capability, almost 2.5 times the capability. And the second thing is, even after the first iPhone came out, it was a year before there was an app store. And so I think the combination of these things, plus the amazing open way that Google's really leading this as an experiment, is providing them very useful feedback, and we have seen them actively change the hardware and the software in response to our feedback. So it's basically a big learning lab, and it's been exciting to be part of this experiment.
I had to chuckle a little bit when you were in the Q&A, and one of the questions was, will it come out in John Deere green?
Oh, I can't answer that. I don't work for them, but I'm just kind of getting observations from farmers, and we'll see. My personal guess are maybe a whole variety of colors and a lot of different ways it could be useful. So
I'm betting, since it's essentially an eyepiece, or like you said, a set of eyeglasses on you. Which, by the way, I did hear you mention that not only do they now have lens clips for them, either as just clear, like for eye protection, or sunglass type, but they'll also be people will be able to put in prescription lenses on these things.
Yeah, a very common question, maybe 40% of the time, has been when will it accommodate prescriptions, and if so, when? And Google, if I remember right, publicly said I think they can support that by the end of the year. So that's extremely important. This is, Chuck, this is a it's a very personal device. It's and they're working with fashion and design makers for glasses. So in time, maybe in a year or two or sooner, these will start to look just like sunglasses or, if you will, regular glasses. The intent is you wear them, if you will, in a calm way, like glasses. But then when you need the internet, you can wake it up on demand. It's more like Google Glance than it is Google Glass.
Well, and I also saw you showed us, I'll call it a gadget jacket, for lack of a better word. But basically, there is a battery on the glasses, but just like any other gadget, you can connect that to an external larger battery of some kind so that you essentially don't have to worry so much about how long that battery is going to last.
Yeah, for common everyday use, you could get up to a day's use out of the battery built in the glass. However, we're seeing things in extreme sports, firemen. There's actually literally been two doctors that have recently performed surgery using glass, having someone's an expert assistant with them. Well, in some cases, you just need more battery life if it's going to be of use in your day-to-day life working in a two-handed environment. And so in that type of scenario, there are optional ways. You could add a vest that has some pockets in it. Those are now becoming popular on the market, and other means to accentuate the battery life to do what you want to do.
Before we go, I'll just ask this. If somebody is interested in more information about this topic or what you've learned, can they contact you to get in touch and maybe learn a little bit more?
Sure. So again, the company name is Inventive Branding, and we're a consultancy based out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia. But again, we just had the device just 90 days, and we're getting people's feedback from all industries. That helps us to benchmark what could be useful in the general market and mainstream versus the agriculture market. And we're always happy to share our insights of what that feedback has been over this this three-month period.
Where do you think you're going to go from here? I mean, looking ahead, where do you see yourself going, and as well as, where we might be seeing this device become a good tool in the toolbox, so to speak?
Big question. I don't really know, to be quite honest. What I do know is it's exciting technology. I've been fortunate. I grew up on a farm in western Missouri. I've always, for more than 25 years, been involved in the high-tech industry. And if there's a way to merge those two together, specifically with this area with Google Glass and the wearables, I'd love to find a way to help move the industry forward. One quick example, I had the device in Africa a month ago with the National 4-H organization. And it was fascinating to see not only youth take to it as a concept and idea, but even agronomists helping farmers in Africa. We found direct specific uses because they're working more with their hands over there, and actually their mobile networks are better in Africa than they are in the U.S. So there's the short version is I see global applicability and a growing interest in technology that's practical and pragmatic for farmers and those that support farmers, and I want to be a part of that. So we'll see where that takes me.
Well, best of luck, and thank you so much, Bruce, for this presentation here at the John Deere Conference. I think you had an all eyes and ears attentive audience in there seeing what you've already learned. So I guess it's on to demonstrations now.
Sounds good. Let's go.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Bruce Raza. We've been visiting here at the John Deere API Integrator Conference.
Well, that is the Zoomcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zoomcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.